And the king said, who in the world has the audacity to want to kill the queen?
Yeah.
And the Bible said that Haman was sitting there. Just him, Esther, and the king. And Esther said, that old evil Haman want to kill us.
Oh,
what?
My Lord.
The Bible said that the king ran to the garden to get his mind together. And while he was getting his mind together, Haman was trying to attack Esther. And by the time the king got back in there, he found Haman trying to attack Esther in the same gallows. The same gallows that Haman had prepared for Mordecai. The same gallows that Haman was hung on for himself. Favor ain't fair. God places us in position of favor. And you can see through this story that God's favor was operated in the life of Mordecai and the life of Esther. And my brothers and sisters, if you stay with God, if you hang in there, no matter what comes or what goes, your God favor will carry you through doors after doors after doors, and the devil can't stop you because the favor of God is upon your life. You stay with God. You trust God. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of his ways, and he will direct your path. My brothers and sisters, bless you. God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Come and join us here and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, so come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you. James Broadnax here. Just want to say welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. And here is the Word of Faith Kingdom Church praise team ministering in song.
Jesus. How can I describe a God that's that's unexplainable?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm at a loss for words.
My heart sings.
worship coming from the hearts of your people.
Bless you in greetings and an all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax, pastor and founder of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And I'm here today to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Yes, all roads and all streets will be leading right here. It is going to be a powerful time of worship. And they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. It's going to be a powerful blessing in healing service this coming Sunday morning. You know, the strongest action that any person can take in any situation is to pray. Yes, prayer changes things. And listen to me very carefully. Prayer is the master key to all earthly problems. Let me say that again. Prayer is the master key to all earthly problems. So I want you to get ready to meet us this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. You know, I have prayed and helped thousands around this world. I have seen Jesus through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. I have seen Him raise ordinary people up off of their bed of affliction. I have seen God bless people, prosper people. I have seen people, even with bad credit, move into their dream homes. I have seen God change doctors' reports. Yes, Jesus is a story changer. You know, people came to Jesus with stories. All of them had stories, but He changed their story. The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, she had a story. Her story was that she had been sick for 12 long years, and she had spent all that she had from doctor to doctor. But she didn't get no better. She rather got worse. Oh, but when she heard of Jesus, and in the Bible said that she went against all of the odds. What you mean, Broadnax, against the odds? Yes, there was odds against this woman. The Leviticus law was against her. She could have been stoned to death out there in public like that. But she went against those odds. And the Bible says she pressed away. She talked herself into her blessing. And she told herself, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. And you know the end of the story. When she touched Him, Jesus felt the virtue when it came out of Him. He turned to His disciples and said, who touched me? And I guess they probably said, now Jesus, all of these people around you, it could have been anybody. But I guess Jesus said, no, this was not an anybody's touch. This was a touch of faith, because I felt the virtue when it came out of me. And that little woman stepped up and she told Him all of the truth. She told Him how long she had been sick. She told Him how she spent all of her money from doctor to